Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
It's great to have you. My name is Ed. This is the Faith in Kids podcast. We're up to episode 11. We're having the time of our lives, aren't we?
Well, you clearly are. You're very excited.
I am.
You are.
It's lovely to see you. Will you tell me your name?
My name is James Carey and I get called Jam.
It's lovely to have you here, Jam.
Thank you.
Jam, I'm quite excited.
You're frequently quite excited.
I am.
Yeah.
Because I am going to tell you 6 unbelievable facts.
Okay.
And one of them is not a fact.
Oh, okay.
Okay, these are quick fire. I'm not going to hang around.
Fine, go for it.
So I'm going to tell you 6 facts, Jan.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, no, Ed, that simply can't be true.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Is one of them not true then?
One of them is not true.
Okay.
Okay, ready? First one, it is impossible to lick your own elbow.
Okay.
Second one, hippos are the only animal unable to jump.
Okay.
A chicken lived for 18 months after having its head cut off.
Okay.
We're up to number 4.
Yeah.
The mantis shrimp, which is a relatively small little thing that lives in the sea, can swing its claw so fast it boils water and creates a flash of light.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
That's number 4.
Yeah.
Number 5, jousting is the main national sport of the state of Maryland.
Okay.
I said national, it's not a nation.
It's the state
but
sport.
But like, it's the sport of the state of Maryland.
Okay.
Jousting.
Jousting.
Like medieval jousting.
Okay.
Number 6, there were woolly mammoths on Earth when they were building pyramids.
They are all frankly ludicrous.
They are.
The licking of the elbow thing, you think, you know, you sort of immediately want to do it, and I'm frankly not going to give you the satisfaction.
And you know, the most amazing thing, Jan,
yeah,
is that since I've told you that fact, every single listener has tried to lick their own elbow.
They have. Bless them. How did you get on? You didn't do it, did you?
Well,
some will be claiming victory, though.
I can't come close.
I wonder if there's a sweet spot when you're 3 3/4 when you can actually do it. I wonder.
Can we just give 10 seconds of awe to the mantis shrimp?
That mantis shrimp, that's clearly a true fact, isn't it? Because you wouldn't be able to make that up.
No.
It's too ludicrous.
I would love to say, you know, if you walked in today and said, Ed, you'll never guess how fast I moved my hand through water today.
That it boiled.
I was doing the washing up and I caused a flash of light by moving my hand so quick.
Yeah.
The mantis shrimp could honestly walk into his home at night and say, I did that, kids.
Yeah.
Today, amazing. I boiled water with that.
For the benefit of the listener, Ed is raising his hand and moving his hand in a blade-like way.
I don't believe that like Maryland's national state sport is jousting.
I do, because that's the kind of stupid thing that individual states end up. It only took one boring Tuesday afternoon at some state senate and then someone just said, there's an opportunity here.
But you can really,
I think I can win this.
You could really hurt yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so you think there was a meeting in an important building somewhere?
Yeah, where they just thought, it's Friday afternoon, everyone's gone home for the weekend.
Let's come up with a sport.
There are just enough of us here to get... Everyone's expecting it to be baseball, but I think I'm going to propose a last-minute amendment.
What do you think were the two they didn't go with?
I don't know. I mean, if jousting's the one that won, I dread to think what the other two were that were deemed to be, no, that's too ridiculous.
Please, if you're listening to us in Maryland, can you tell us anything about jousting?
Yes, please. And whether it's actually, maybe it's compulsory for everyone under 18 to joust.
I think it's really dangerous.
Yes, it is very
unless dangerous. They now use rubber jousts. Yes.
I think that's probably true. And I suspect...
Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you.
I heard it was elephants that can't jump rather than hippos.
That's so annoying, Jam.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're really clever.
I am quite clever. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yes, clever. There's clever, and then there's just knowing stupid stuff like elephants can't jump.
But that does mean a hippo can.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay.
So those are... Why are we talking about ludicrous animals?
Okay.
And ludicrous things?
Because the passage we're looking at today...
Mm-hmm.
It's quite simple. When the women came to Jesus' friends to say, we think Jesus is alive,
yeah,
they did actually say, no.
Don't believe you.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
Go back where you came from.
Yeah. Go back and check again.
We're not having it.
Well, no.
So we're looking today at, it's unbelievable.
There we go. And so we're on day 26 called Nonsense.
And we've been hearing so many great stories about the fun families have been having with the wonder of Easter. We've been hearing about families who haven't read the Bible together before. We've been hearing stories about mum having a go and dad having a go. We've been hearing the stories about kids loving the fact that they get to answer a question that's 2 years older than they are.
Wow.
They're great stories.
Yeah.
The fire in the cup was one that seems to have really...
And you can, if you're thinking, what's the fire in the cup? You need to get a hold of the wonder of Easter, basically.
How have you lived without it?
Yeah, I don't know. So we're going to have our new segment. It's not very new now. It's called Jam Reads the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. So I will say it.
Yeah.
And then you do. Oh, no, hang on. I will tell them what to listen for. Yeah. Then I'll say it.
Okay.
Let's do it that way.
Let's do it that way.
Okay. Please, can you listen out as Jam reads the Bible for what Jesus's closest friends said? Okay. What did Jesus' closest friends say when they were told that Jesus was alive by the women? So if you're ready, Jam.
I'm ready.
It's time for Jam Reads the Bible.
Here we go. Luke 24, verses 9 to 12. The women left the tomb and told all these things to the 11 apostles and the other followers. These women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and some other women. The women told the apostles everything that had happened at the tomb. But they did not believe the women. It sounded like nonsense. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He looked in, but he saw only the cloth that Jesus' body had been wrapped in. Peter went away to be alone, wondering about what had happened. So now is a time when you can get out a copy of The Wonder of Easter, unless you're about to go jousting.
Yes.
That would be the ideal time to do it,
You shouldn't, or you're training your elephant to jump.
Yeah.
Don't go telling me you were too busy licking your elbow.
Yeah.
No, that...
Stop licking your elbow.
Absolutely not having that.
And get
this
out.
This is way more important. Yeah. Licking your elbow, you can do that any time.
So, day 26 in The Wonder of Easter, get going. Now, if you're still with us, we're moving to the bit where we say Ed's got questions so that we can do our own little study, as it were, as part of the podcast. So, Ed's got questions.
Okay, here's the first one. How did Peter feel after he visited the tomb? How did Peter feel after he visited the tomb? This next one, this is a kind of make-it-up one. I want you to imagine that you're walking with Peter back from the tomb. I'd just love you to imagine, what are you going to say to each other? What is Peter thinking as he is walking back? Ask her, if you've got a mum and dad there, why don't you ask them what they think he was thinking? There's no wrong answers. Well, I mean,
there'll be some wrong answers.
There'll be some wrong answers.
Yeah. They're not going to talk about the cricket.
No.
No.
They're not.
No.
But what was he thinking? Have a go. So that is, What did Peter think when he saw the tomb? And then as he was walking away, what do you think he was thinking about?
What must it have been like to be one of the women running back to tell the disciples what had happened and that the tomb was now empty, and to be told that what you were telling them was nonsense?
Hey, I've got nice warm rolls for... Oh.
They're not here.
Oh, Joanna. Hi. Where did they go?
To the tomb.
Which tomb?
Jesus's tomb.
Why?
Because Jesus isn't there anymore.
Okay, very funny. What have you done with him?
I haven't done anything with him. I went to the tomb first thing with the spices and the stone was rolled away.
I know you like to play jokes on people, like the time you convinced us that wine had been water.
Not a joke. That was Jesus.
Oh. And the time that kid was pretending to be dead and then we saw her running around the next day.
That was Jesus too.
Oh, and there was that storm that suddenly went silent. How did he do that?
I didn't. That was Jesus.
And what about the donkey that disappeared?
Okay, that was me. But everything else was Jesus, including the fact he's not in the tomb now.
How did you roll that massive stone away? You must have had help.
No, that was Jesus or God or angels. I don't know. It wasn't me.
And how did you revive him?
I didn't. That was Jesus.
It all sounds like nonsense to me.
I know it does. This sort of thing doesn't happen every day.
Maybe it does, and you've convinced me it doesn't. I know your mind games.
No, listen. Jesus's tomb is now empty. He is risen.
Well, I'm sorry, but it just seems incredibly unlikely.
Don't you remember what he said in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be given to evil men, be killed on a cross, and rise from the dead on the third day?
Maybe he said that.
And didn't it happen exactly as he said?
Maybe it did.
So?
Maybe I'll go and look at the tomb.
No, no. It's that way.
Really?
No, I was kidding. I'll show you.
Next time you're on iTunes somehow, you could find The Wonder of Easter and leave us a review somehow. That would be great.
If we were going to force them to, Jam,
yeah.
What would I now say to them?
I don't know. It's very difficult to force someone you don't know to do something.
I shouldn't say something like, you know, I'm going to be waiting for you when you walk out your door.
No, that's very much frowned upon.
That's awful.
Yeah, okay, that's...
I won't do that.
No, don't do that. No.
We will...
Be sad if we get no reviews.
That's it, Jam.
Don't make us sad.
You've done really well, Jam.
I've given a positive reason.
Thank you, Jam.
Although it's some sort of emotional blackmail.
It is. That's it.
But also send us an email, podcast@faithinkids.org. That would be lovely to hear from you. And the other thing you can do is recommend us to a friend and think to yourself, who else would I love to have this wonderful experience with Ed and with Jam talking about shrimps that, you know, make light in water and jousting and all these sorts of things. I would like someone else to have that. I'm not really selling it, am I? But anyway, do pass it on. So we're nearly at the end now, but Ed's got a final thought for us before we listen to our final song.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you've discovered this yet, but if you haven't already, you soon will, that when you tell people that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, never to die again, it's quite common that they just don't believe you. Now, that's okay, because Jesus' best friends were told to expect it, and they still didn't believe it. So, don't feel too bad. But in those moments, I find, I do feel a bit of a wombat, because it sometimes feels like maybe it's not true. When you are next thinking that feeling, is it true? Really? What are you going to pray for yourself and your friend? What are you going to pray for yourself and your friend in that moment when you're just thinking to yourself, it kind of does sound like nonsense? Have a think, because you need an answer to that question.
Great. We're going to pray at the end of the show. I don't think any of us were expecting Ed to use the word wombat, so that's good. Let's get into our final song, which is Randall Goodgame's Trust in the Lord, and this is from his album Sing the Bible.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Sing with me from the book of wisdom, Proverbs chapter 3. Sing together and remember, come and sing with me.
It is good to trust in the Lord. Randall's got it exactly right. When we say trust in the Lord, it's because He is real, He is alive, He's ruling, and you're safe. I'm going to pray we know that. Dear Father, I thank you that we are not living with nonsense. I thank you that Jesus said He would rise again, His friends saw Him again, and the Bible says He did. And thank you, we know it's true because your Spirit is at work helping us. Please help us to know that that means we're safe because we have the best King, still alive, still powerful, still ruling. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening. Speak to you next time.
It's been sensational.
Wow. Has it?
Yeah.
Great.
Bye-bye.
You know, quoits, where you're sort of throwing ropes over a stick. Or frankly, cricket, because the Americans think cricket is the weirdest sport. They have no idea how majestic a sport cricket is.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Trust in the Lord.